This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Know anybody who's gotten the flu this season? Probably not, say experts, who say the flu has pretty much vanished this year as we battle COVID-19. The AP's Sagar Magani.
This is usually the peak of flu season, but not this year. The flu has virtually disappeared from the U.S., along with fears of a twindemic. At hospitals in Portland, Maine and Portland, Oregon, officials say they've seen zero confirmed cases of the flu, which is annually blamed for tens of thousands of deaths. Experts say things like wearing masks, virtual schooling, and limiting travel were a big factor. It's also possible the coronavirus simply muscled aside the flu and other bugs. One downside, though, the lack of flu strains makes planning next year's flu vaccine more challenging.
The FDA will now decide whether Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine should be approved. An FDA staff report finds it safe and effective. Today, lawmakers will hear more about the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building and what Capitol Police knew before the insurrection. The acting chief of the Capitol Police will tell them about an internal intelligence assessment. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
In a statement submitted for a House hearing later today, Yogananda Pittman says the assessment warned that militia members, white supremacists, and members of other extremist groups were likely to participate, that demonstrators would be armed, and that it was possible they would come to the Capitol to try to disrupt the vote. She says officers didn't properly lock down the Capitol complex, and they were unsure about using deadly force.
Just into us, jobless claims have fallen to 730,000, but layoffs remain high. This is AP News. Experts say Tiger Woods' recovery from a single car crash could be a long one. Ed Donahue reports.
L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says they will look into whether speed was a factor, but there were no indications of drugs or alcohol.
This is what it is, an accident.
Woods shattered bones in his lower leg. Some of the fractures went through the skin. Dr. Michael Gardner at Stanford Medical says, unfortunately,
it's very, very unlikely that he returns to be a professional golfer.
Fellow golfer Rory McIlroy says for Tiger Woods, golf shouldn't be on the map right now. He's alive.
I mean, he's not Superman. You know what I mean? He's not like, you know, he's a human being at the end of the day, and you know, he's already been through so much.
Tiger Woods was rehabbing from back surgery before the crash. I'm Ed Donahue.
Sales of new homes are 19% higher than they were last year at this time. One expert says they'd be much higher if builders could build faster. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.